Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Morning Mayhem. Joining us now is Uriel Rosen, who is the operations manager at Hatsula Medical Rescue, an organization we all really appreciate. Uriel, very good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking your time out on a public holiday to chat to us this morning. Chat to us a little bit more. Give us a bit of insight. What is happening in our community in respect of COVID-19 statistics?
So people are away. Numbers are lower. I think that people are not testing at the moment as they are on holiday. So our numbers are definitely lower, which is great. They're either following the guidelines really well or they're just not testing. But our numbers are low. I mean, we've only got 27 new cases this week already. Last week, we ended off the week with 203 new cases. So we're coming down. I mean, at the moment, we have got 253 active patients on the program.
Uriel, tell us a little bit about this booster shot that's coming out. Is Hatsula going to be involved? Are they going to be giving booster shots?
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah, they definitely are, starting from tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's great news. Great news. Is it purely the six-month waiting from the last jab, or are there any other criteria in place, such as age or anything along those lines?
No, I'm not 100% sure. As the person running, as I'm not specifically the person that is doing it. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, the best news is that the rollout does start tomorrow. Do you know where?
It's at our vaccination site on 1 Long Avenue.
Oh, that's great news. A concern for me, obviously, is that this Omicron seems to have less severe consequences in respect of less hospitalizations, less fatalities than the other variants. Do you think people may be putting off the slight symptoms that they may be getting and saying, let me just push through this, and that could be a reason why they're not getting testing? Or do you think it could be testing fatigue or a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. We are definitely seeing less critical patients than we did in the previous Delta variant. We are still seeing some critical patients with this variant, but it's far fewer than the previous variant. So I think people are seeing that and they're either pushing mild symptoms off. I also think that there's less fear around COVID than there initially was. We've kind of coming to terms with living with this virus. I don't know, I believe that over time we will kind of find the fine line, you know, the normality, essentially, and we'll be doing a lot. I think we're moving there. We're going to do a lot less testing for those that are very sick rather than just got flu-like symptoms. I think that's where we're going.
Well, that's great news. And what I really appreciate is the fact that you guys are back in the thick of things from tomorrow, helping out with those booster shots. We really appreciate it. We appreciate everything that Hatsula does. And I appreciate your update. So I look forward to chatting to you again soon, Uriel.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Uriel Rosen is the operations manager at Hatsula Medical Rescue.